Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics, the Paris attacks, have some companies rethinking travel policies, an example of jumping on a current event to generate unrelated publicity, and gaining an edge over the competition during the holidays. Those stories after this.
He's in the paint. Down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up. And nothing but net. The crowd goes wild.
Hey, Greg. Waiting on your PC again.
Yep. Want a front row seat to the big game?
No. I'm good.
A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new, powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at Dell.com/business.
Have there been changes to the travel policies at your small business in the wake of the terror attacks in Paris? Some employers are boosting security for staff traveling in and around Europe. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinzig in New York. Rachel, what's the current landscape?
We're seeing it with regards to Paris and Western Europe at this point. It's unclear exactly what else companies are going to be doing going forward. Obviously, it depends on what the intelligence starts to look like. But for right now, I mean, what we saw was definitely, you know, in the heat of the attacks on Friday and Saturday, people making a lot of changes, pushing back or canceling meetings, making decisions to hold meetings in kind of less populous areas, you know, as kind of more city names have popped up on the list of potential targets. You know, some companies have kind of just been business as usual and kind of taking a stand and saying this isn't going to impact how we're working, and others are just kind of playing it by ear.
All right, give me a specific example of a company or a group that's doing something.
Well, I talked to A.T. Kearney, the global management consulting firm. I talked to their CEO yesterday. They had about 300 employees in Paris on Friday night. They did put a new system into place a couple of years ago. They contract with a group out of London to kind of help them navigate security issues. For example, they were sending some employees to northern Nigeria, I believe, last year, and they hired armed guards to escort them around. So this is something they're definitely thinking about. And on Friday, when this happened, they had a notification system that went out to all employees in the area that asked them to respond saying they were okay. Everyone did except for two employees, and the last employee still hadn't responded by Sunday. The CEO told me he was getting really worried, and he ultimately took the advice of his 20-something daughter and checked Facebook and saw that the person had updated their Facebook profile picture recently.
Well, we're speaking with Rachel Feinzig, Wall Street Journal reporter. Her piece is called Companies Reassess Travel Policies in Wake of Attacks. Do companies generally now, at this day and age or in this day and age, have emergency plans in case there is some sort of international terrorist incident like this?
They do. My colleague and I, you know, talk to a bunch of kind of security advisors, risk management folks, and they, you know, one of them told my colleague Rachel Silverman, sadly, a lot of this is a little bit old hat, you know, over the years of terrorism over the last, you know, decade or 15 years or so. A lot of companies have kind of perfected this, and they have protocol in place. They have measures. They're thinking about this. It doesn't come as kind of a surprise or cause a ton of drama, I guess.
Thanks, Rachel. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Feinzig. All right, so here's a question. Do you consider terrorists to be cowards? Well, now you can download a new extension that will swap the word terrorist for coward as you read news reports or other material on the web. The new Google Chrome extension is called Terrorist to Coward. Extensions or plugins are bits of software that modify a web browser or some other program. The most popular extensions do things like block advertisements, translate web pages into different languages, and enable users to share screens. With this extension installed, all references to the word terrorist will be changed to the word coward. Here's the backstory. USA Today says after the Paris attacks, colleagues Mark Flavelle and Peter Siemens wanted to change the conversation and take the power back, as they say, from the people responsible. They work at a web-based project management company called Axiom Zen. The description of their extension reads, "Terrorists aspire to that title, but they don't deserve it. This is how we take it away from them." Generating publicity by jumping on a trending topic. Coming up next, gaining a holiday advantage for your small business.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Well, Black Friday is upon us, and entrepreneurs are taking care of last-minute things to get their storefronts and websites ready for the sales rush. So what can you do at your small business to gain an extra edge during the holidays? Correspondent Dominic Savino talked with Melinda Emerson, the small biz lady, and she says using both social media and email is the best way to promote your big deals this season.
I definitely think that you should be using email and social media in combination. I think that your existing customers are your best chance for holiday sales. So you want to make sure that you have a special offer for your existing customers. Now, when it comes to throwing a good low ball offer out there, social media is the way to go. And if you have a little bit of extra cash, maybe doing targeted Facebook ads could be a really beneficial thing to you. It's really all about exactly the right offer and knowing exactly who your target customer is, because the two things every small business owner has is limited time and limited resources. So you don't want to waste money trying to talk to everybody. You want to talk to the specific people that you specialize in serving.
Also, the types of sales that you offer, I'm sure, are really important. Are there any types of sales that have been trending the last couple months or are expected to be rolled out quite frequently this holiday season?
I think bundle deals. Look for bundle deals, and you should be using those yourself in your business. Let's say you have a product that has been a little bit slow to move, but you know you have a product that flies off the shelf. Put them together in a bundle deal so you can move some of that excess inventory out the door. You can also have a special sale, special hours for your existing customers. Remember, your existing customers are the easiest way to generate revenue this holiday season. Love on those existing customers. Send a special email blast. Send a direct mail. Offer free shipping. Free shipping is a really big thing to offer people. I hate going to a website and then look up and I got a $12.95 thing to ship it to me. That annoys me. So if you can do free shipping for your customers, that is exactly what you should be doing, especially if you're selling online.
We're speaking with the small biz lady, Melinda Emerson. She's got her own website called succeedasyourownboss.com, and we're talking about some last-minute tips and ideas for small businesses before Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and the rest of the holiday season. Is there a way to kind of get back from a poor sales day on Black Friday and, you know, rebound for the rest of the holiday season?
Well, I think if you have a bad Black Friday, you still have lots of other chances, because there's really four, you know, shopping seasons of the holiday, right? So you have your pre-Black Friday sales, you have your Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday sales, then you have last minute deals, Christmas Eve sales, folks, and then you have your after Christmas sales. So really all the way up until about January 20th, there's still opportunities to close business. And it's really about having the right offer, the right message, and not talking to your customer the day of your sale, but building that relationship with your customer before you're trying to make that sale.
It's correspondent Dominic Savino with Melinda Emerson, the small biz lady. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, This Morning with GordonDeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what doesn't. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.